and good afternoon to the brightest audience in the country. As smart as you are, you know that I'm not Bob Enyart. This is Steve Curtis, former Colorado Republican State Chair, co-founder of LifeCommercials.com, and Vice President of American Right to Life, welcoming you to Bob Enyart Live. Bob will actually be calling in about 10 minutes. He and a lot of pro-life activists are currently protesting Mitt Romney, Republican candidate for president of these United States, in Denver. He'll be calling in with a live report in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, I want to start by giving you a update on the Collaborators Project, and a very well-deserved congratulations goes out to the Weitz Company today for becoming the first company in history to earn permanent collaborator status. And what that means is that from now until the end of time, or the end or the demise of their company, they can expect home protests and on-site protests at their job sites, their corporate offices, a Super Bowl party this weekend at the home of one of their vice presidents, protesting abortion, because they have now earned permanent collaborator status for collaborating with Planned Parenthood to build the largest abortion mill in the United States of America right here in Denver. They wouldn't back down from that. They've decided to go ahead and put money ahead of the lives of these children. And so now this will be with them for the rest of their lives. And you can't say that they weren't warned, because they had ample warning from the Collaborators Project. They really have become, at the Weitz Company, the focal point for the abortion protesters now, really across the country, not only here in Colorado, but in other states as well. So I know Bob keeps you up to date on that, and will continue to do so. But as of today, the Weitz Company has earned, for the first time ever, permanent collaborator status. Another thing I heard on the way into the studio today, and this goes along with what we did at American Right to Life recently by putting out our press release on Ann Coulter's endorsement of Mitt Romney. Apparently, or as was reported today by Information Radio Network, Ann Coulter today said that she would vote for Hillary Clinton before she would vote for John McCain. Now, this is interesting, and it's important, because we've seen for years that the Republican Party has been pushing a lesser of two evils approach when it came to telling you who you needed to vote for president, for Congress, whatever. But today, apparently now, the Republican establishment, Ann Coulter included, is actually now proposing that you vote for the greater of two evils. So they've gone from the lesser of two evils to the greater of two evils. Congratulations goes out to Ann Coulter on her endorsement today of Hillary Clinton in the presidential race against John McCain. That, of course, is assuming that both of those people are the respective nominees of their parties, and that looks like that's going to be the case. So interesting that Ann Coulter would decide to do that. By the way, our challenge to Ann Coulter is still out there. If Ann Coulter can debunk the things that we have claimed on American Right to Life Action, ARTL.action.com, if she can debunk the claims that we've made against Mitt Romney, we certainly encourage her to do that. And if she wants to come on the air and try to tackle that issue with Bob or myself or Brian Rohrbaugh, we'd love to have Ann Coulter come on and do that. Something that I find a little bit disconcerting, only because it shows now how the Republican Party has gone so much towards the side of the Democrats, not only in the type of legislation that they propose, the things that they get behind, but even in their actions. If you've been listening to radio, watching cable television, or anything over the last week, you've noticed a big ramp up in the vitriol directed towards John McCain. The Republicans the conservative side of the Republican Party is just incensed. And I have to tell you, yesterday morning when I saw John McCain standing on the platform with Rudy Giuliani on one side and Arnold Schwarzenegger on the other, and I said, you know, this is the leading Republican establishment at this point. I mean, I don't feel good about that. I don't know how any conservative could, saying that these are the three people that are probably the three most high-profile people in the Republican Party, with the exception, of course, of President Bush at this point. And these are the people that are leading the party and standing up there having a big love fest, pushing all the voters of California to go this direction. Obviously, that's not a good thing for the conservative movement, such as it still exists today. But the amount of hatred directed towards John McCain, when I hear one conservative pundit after another continually saying John McCain is the problem and Mitt Romney is the answer, I don't get it. I absolutely don't get it. Mitt Romney on a good day is far more liberal than John McCain. What's wrong with saying I won't support either one of these two men? You know, you have enough not in common with each of these people to say that I just simply am going to withhold my vote. Ann Coulter apparently doesn't believe that that's an option, and today is saying that she would even vote for Hillary Clinton over John McCain, and I'm not proposing that anybody vote for John McCain. Good Lord, no. But do we really want to get to the point where we start parroting this lie that's going around the conservative wing of the Republican Party today that somehow claims Mitt Romney is more conservative than John McCain? If so, on what issue? And I know everybody's going to say borders. Borders. Is that really important enough? And I'm going to take your call on this. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Is Mitt Romney conservative enough on borders, and is that a big enough issue to you to say, I don't care where John McCain or Mitt Romney stands on any other issue, that issue alone is enough for me to vote for Mitt Romney. It's enough for me to buy into this idea that Mitt Romney, the liberal former governor of Massachusetts, the pro-homosexual, pro-abortion rights, liberal governor of Massachusetts, should be now the standard bearer of the Republican Party, that he is the conservative alternative to John McCain. I'd like somebody to call up and explain that to me. And is there a big enough difference in their stand on immigration to say that, well, we're so concerned about illegal immigration and open borders that we're going to ignore the fact that with either of these men, the slaughter of 4,000 babies a day in this country can continue unabated. We'll put that issue one more time on the back burner, because what's important to us is to demonize John McCain, convince everybody that Mitt Romney is the new conservative that we need. You know, if you'll remember in the early days of this election cycle, and in all the video clips that you've seen when he ran for governor of Massachusetts just a few years back, he made a point of distancing himself from Ronald Reagan. He made a point of letting everybody know that during Ronald Reagan's presidency, he wasn't a Republican. He was an independent. He didn't like Reagan Bush, as he called it, and as the Democrats called it. He didn't like that administration. He didn't agree with that administration. But now he can't invoke the name of Ronald Reagan enough. And apparently, in the minds of people like Ann Coulter, this man, Mitt Romney, the liar, the pro-abort, is the successor to Ronald Reagan. How do you feel about that? 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Give me a call. Let's talk about that. Also, Dr. Ron Paul is in town today. Do you like Ron Paul? Do you like his position on the issues? Let me tell you what I like about Ron Paul. I mean, obviously, I have some respect for John McCain. I understand that John McCain went through a horrific 5.5 years in the Vietnam War as a prisoner of war. I respect his service to our country. I wouldn't vote for him because of that, but I certainly have respect for John McCain on that. I have some respect for Ron Paul. At least Ron Paul has a standard. And he says his standard is the United States Constitution. And it's his interpretation of that Constitution. So at least it's a standard, as opposed to the Mitt Romney standard of, I'm going to lick my finger and stick it up in the air. And maybe my standard goes this way today, maybe it goes that way today. Yeah, I have some respect for Dr. Ron Paul, but I wouldn't support him either. And here's why. Ron Paul, the constitutionalist, somehow cannot find a constitutional right to life in the United States Constitution. So what difference does it make? What difference does it make to someone whose primary issue is the right to life of the unborn child in this country, if somebody like Dr. Paul, who admittedly has delivered over 4,000 babies himself as an OBGYN, who served his country admirably, who has spent years in Congress never voting for, and I'm just going by his own advertisement here, never voting for a tax increase or a budget or an unbalanced budget. These are all admirable things, but somehow wants to keep abortion legal state by state by not finding an unalienable right to life in the United States Constitution for the unborn. Let's talk to Lolita on line one. Lolita, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hi, Steve.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Having a good time in here. What's up?
That's good. Well, two things. The Weitz Corporation, if they had done anything remotely homophobic and they had four homosexuals outside of their building protesting them, they would have caved within a week.
Well, sure, because, well, you know, and let's, yeah, that's a very good point. You know, the pro-life movement, wouldn't you agree, under the auspices and leadership of National Right to Life for 35 years, has really exhausted every penny of its political capital?
No, that's right.
I mean, nobody's afraid in Washington, at the State House in Denver. Nobody is worried from a political point of view of getting on the wrong side of the Right to Life movement because they know that the Right to Life movement will always cave, will always compromise. And you're
that's
absolutely
right.
You know, it's not politically incorrect in this country to be in favor of the unabated slaughtering of innocent children.
That's right.
However,
well, and there's no reason for them to change if we're going to constantly be scared because of Hillary or who knows what.
Well, and that's
we'll vote for them anyway.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, that's just it. The pro-life movement, the conservative movement in this country has been in full retreat since the day Ronald Reagan left office.
That's right. Well, my good friend Leslie Hanks, you know, we're both on the board of Colorado Right to Life. She told me today that Romney was supposed to be at a Harley dealership, but they refused to have him because they're Catholic and he's Mormon. But interestingly, on Gino Geraci's show on KRKS, Freeway Ford advertises itself as a Christian dealership, but yet they're having Romney right now.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, one of the things that we've seen over the last several election cycles that the term conservative has been changed. I mean, George Bush, in the minds of most Americans, is a conservative. And, of course, I don't get that, and I'm sure you don't get that. But we've seen that happening, and now it's gone past that. And it's really gone past a line that I think we need to absolutely draw in the sand here, and that is, what is a Christian?
That's
you know,
right.
What is a Christian? Because now, you know, and so many Christians are so politically minded instead of being spiritually minded in this country that they're letting their faith and their belief in what the Word of God actually teaches them to say and to do be run by the political pundits, the talk show hosts. I mean, I listen to Peter Boyle's a lot of times very early in the morning. And, you know, Peter goes on these rants about, you know, how the most horrible thing going and the most horrible thing somebody could possibly be would be intolerant of a homosexual, he's very confused, or to put some kind of a standard like that. And so, of course, that is a standard in and of itself. That standard is no standard.
That's right. Well, tolerance has become the idol of the day, and really, there's tolerance is not a virtue.
Well, it's not. No, it's tolerance in most cases is just full. Just a full-on retreat and a compromise from your principles or just giving up and running away from your principles.
Well, that's right. You don't have to stand up for anything because you accept everything, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, and that, of course, is no standard. So,
that's
Lolita,
right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
Let's go to Dave on line two who wants to talk about John McCain. Dave.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm logged onto the johnmccain.com website, and it says... talks about abortion. It says overturning Roe versus Wade. John McCain believes Roe versus Wade is a flawed decision that must be overturned, and as president, he will nominate judges who understand that courts should not be in the business of legislating from the bench. Does that mean that if John McCain is the Republican nominee, that we should vote for him?
It doesn't mean that, and here's why. Overturning Roe v. Wade, while an admirable goal, does not advance the cause of the unborn. And the problem with that is that we were so focused for so many years, and, you know, the pro-life movement needs to take a lot of the responsibility for this. We got so focused on overturning Roe v. Wade, which, he's absolutely right, was a horribly flawed decision, should have never been made. But, you know, the legislative branch of government at the time, and in every session since then, and the administrative branch of government should have never accepted that decision. That's a legislative matter. They should have never accepted it. But this idea that overturning Roe gets rid of abortion is flawed because the pro-life movement, with their willing allies in primarily the Republican Party, have come to this point over a series of years where they have promoted one piece of legislation after another that compromises on the life of the unborn. It looks like it's pro-life on the surface, but always ends with the seven deadly words, and then you can kill the baby. We have pro-lifers even to this day working hard, thinking they're doing the right thing because they're being told that they're doing the right thing across the country, state by state, putting things on like parental notification. Make sure that the minor girl's parents are notified, and once you've notified them, then you can kill the baby. Make sure that they have some kind of education. Watch this video. Read this brochure. Make sure they're fully informed, and once they've consented, then they can kill the baby. So overturning Roe, while it is an admirable goal, is not the end result here. And so what we need to do is we need to make the politicians understand that while those of us in the pro-life movement that care about the unborn still have that as a goal, it can no longer be the primary goal. It is a stepping stone. It is just something that needs to fall along the way. Now, would it send a terrific and strong message across the country? It absolutely would. But I would almost bet that in every state today, there's at least one law on the books put on by well-intentioned pro-lifers working with predominantly Republican legislators that thought they were doing the right thing, but what they actually did is now put a law on in that state, a law on the books in that state, that if Roe v. Wade was overturned, would still keep abortion legal today.
Well, is that true? And meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of babies are still being slaughtered every year.
Yeah, over 4,000 a day, you know, and that's just the surgical abortion. Now with Plan B, which is an early-term chemical abortion, we have no idea. You know, we saw a headline just recently that said that that abortion rates had declined to an all-time low, but we know that's not true. Planned Parenthood has become, as the entire abortion industry has just become so much more efficient. Every business is always trying to get efficient. They're no different.
Right.
You know, for $35 or $40 in these pills now, over the counter, you don't even need to go see a doctor to get it prescribed to you. You know, you can just walk in, demand it, go home and take it, and if you're pregnant, it kills the baby. And that's the fallacy of the whole thinking of the whole thought of emergency contraception. There is no such thing as contraception after the act. It has to be done before, and this is designed to do it after. That's an early term chemical abortion. If you haven't seen it yet, go to lifecommercials.com. And click on the video called The Next Big Lie Deals with Emergency Contraception. Dave, thanks very much for your call. We're going to go to Bob now. Bob Enyart calling into his own show on Line 1. Bob, how are you doing today?
Steve, I'm great. I'm in the parking lot now of Freeway Ford. And Mitt Romney attracted about 1,000 people, including about a dozen of us that he probably wishes didn't show up. We have huge signs, Steve, that say Mitt funds abortion. We have a large, beautiful American Right to Life banner, full-color vinyl banner. And the chants were so loud that Mitt funds abortion, Mitt is pro-abortion. Those chants went on for about an hour. And the crowd tried to chant us down. by chanting his name, Mitt Romney. But whenever they paused between his name, we said Pro-Abor. So the chant, Mitt Romney Pro-Abor, Mitt Romney Pro-Abor. So, Steve, I did our press kit to a number of folks in the media, including Carl Cameron from Fox News, who reported live.
That's terrific.
And, yeah, so we've, you know, made a significant impact here. Plus, the Truth Truck has been out with this huge sign. It's parked right now on the driveway of Freeway Ford with these huge pictures of aborted children and the words, courtesy of the Whites Company, right on top.
Well, and of course, we talked just a few minutes ago about the Whites Company just today earning, being the first company in history to earn permanent collaborator status, and we've congratulated them on that, that distinction. They're going to live
right
to regret it, and, it's just terrific that, that you guys showed up out there today. Now, Freeway Ford, that's down at, I-25 in Evans, is that correct?
Yes, I-25 in Evans, and,
So so is the owner of Freeway Ford a supporter of Mitt Romney?
Well, he was interviewed live again, and he said to the Colorado media that his family is Christian, and so that's why they thought this would be a good event. And so, you know, whatever that means, Mitt Romney supports killing kids. That's not Christian, so any Christian should be wise enough.
You know, I just talked to Lolita just a few minutes ago as she called in, and we talked about that, how first, you know, they, over a period of a decade or so, they changed the meaning of what it meant to be a conservative or a traditionalist. And
right
now they've gone past politics, and now we have the politicos getting into this realm where now they're defining to the Christian church what being a Christian is. And of course they've always tried to do that, but now they're very upfront about, you know, you can't be Christian and be intolerant of homosexuals or baby killers or any other vile thing.
Yep. So there were probably 15, 20 people in the media here, and I would say the media is completely unaware of what you just said. The problem with Christianity being redefined. And that redefinition is happening mostly because of Republican Party politics, convincing people to support those who promote killing innocent children, homosexuality, evolution, godless education. Just convince them, because then you could be in the game. Otherwise, you're out of the game. But, hey, Steve, Jesus Christ, he leads a different army, and he wins. He wins.
The Republican
Party doesn't win.
Well, Bob, I was just thinking, I mean, on God's top 10 list, I doubt that, nominating Mitt Romney to the ascension of the GOP would be on the top 10 list for God.
I think you're right. I mean, we
as Christians, we really need to understand that we've been called to lead our lives to a much higher standard. And this stuff that we're told constantly is important. Is just not important. It is not important at all. I mean, do we really think that there's going to be a fundamental difference between Mitt Romney, John McCain, Hillary Clinton, or Barack Obama as president of the United States?
That is so true. And, Steve, Christian leaders have turned, you know, Hillary into the boogeyman. And
well, but so, they're spending this last week doing the same thing to John McCain.
Well, that's true.
And saying that Mitt Romney is the answer.
Yeah, right. The child killer is the answer to the child killer.
Yeah, exactly.
And so with Hillary, you know, Obama and Hillary, they have virtually identical platforms. And if Hillary got elected, the Republicans would oppose everything she does. And she might get 10% of that agenda through. Obama, if he gets elected, the Republicans, many of them almost love him because of his opposition to Hillary, and he'd probably get 40% of his agenda through. So there's no way to predict, to forecast. You know, if I support this wicked person or this wicked person, which will turn out better or worse? That is an absurd calculation. The calculation is this. What did God say? God said, don't shed innocent blood. This person is willing to shed innocent blood. And so we oppose him. It's that clear.
Well, we oppose him, and if he's the nominee of the Republican Party, we will oppose him then. If John McCain is the nominee of the Republican Party, we will hold him account. It doesn't
right.
matter who. I mean, if it was Mike Huckabee, if it was Alan Keyes, the standard would be the same.
Exactly right.
The standard doesn't change just because of who might give you a political appointment.
Exactly right.
Yeah, we're on one team here, and if it's not the team of, you know, the GOP over the Democrats or whatever, we have to stick with our team, and we were called to be on God's team, and the rest of this stuff just does not matter.
Right, exactly. And Steve, the protest here is still going strong. The event is just about over. There's three satellite trucks left, and they're starting to pack up their equipment. So I say that this message gets out, not only on our 50,000-watt station, KLTT, with Bob and Your Live, and on the Internet with KGov.com, but I pray that some of the media here run some report about pro-lifers opposing Mitt Romney because he's pro-abortion and he signed a law to pay to kill unborn children.
Well, and it's important. Yeah, it's absolutely important. Traditionalists, conservatives, people that are God's children, that in their hearts want to do the right thing, get the opportunity to know what the right thing is. Bob, thanks for so much for calling in. We're about out of time here, and
all right, Steve,
I need to let people know a few things. But you'll be back on Monday, right?
Yes, and the Super Bowl party is Sunday afternoon. Check out collaboratorsproject.com for the details. But everybody's invited to a white home, Gary Negesson in Lakewood, and we're going to have a great time with barbecue, football, and we're even going to watch the game outside.
Okay, terrific. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
Bob.
Okay.
Okay, and we have just a minute here to go. I need to let you know of a couple of things. Today begins the kickoff for our annual telethon to keep Bob Benyart live on the air. We have a couple of specials that we're running. If you send in $100, you'll get 10 one-hour Bob Benyart Live television classics on 5 DVDs. For a donation of $100 to Bob Benyart Live, 10 one-hour Bob Benyart Live classics on DVD. We're raising money to keep the radio show on the air for another year. Also, Bob's manuscript, The Plot, is now in a beautiful bound edition. And so if you call in, ask for The Plot. And then finally, for those of you that still have VHS tape players, here's the special. 15 episodes of Bob Benyart Live Classics for $50, including shipping. $50 out the door, 15 different VHS, see how old it is? I can't even remember what to call it anymore. VHS tapes of Bob Benyart Live Classics, 15 of those for a total of $50, including shipping right to your door. So today's our kickoff of our telethon, and we hope that you'll donate to Bob Benyart Live. My name's Steve Curtis. Check out lifecommercials.com. And as always, want to remind you that Maranatha Christian Center is a terrific school. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.